This is Novel Marketing, Episode 7.
I'm James L. Rubart.
And I'm Thomas Umstadt, Jr.
And this is the show for novelists who hate marketing, but still want to become best-selling authors.
And today we're going to be talking about the secret to getting people to love you, which opens all kinds of doors. Which, Jim, I would love to know that secret. What is the secret? How do I get more friends and influence more people?
Well, and that is the question. You know, Dale Carnegie writes this book, right? One of the best-selling books of all time, How to Win Friends and Influence People, right? Mm-hmm. And so over the years, I've boiled this down to a very, very simple formula to get people to love you. Because when people love you, this isn't my saying, it's a friend of mine who says it. When people like you, the rules change. When you like someone, the rules change. You're going to do stuff for them that you would never do. And it's everyone from somebody at a restaurant who is your waiter or waitress. It's, you know, the guy at the parking garage when you go, oh, all I got is $8 and it costs 10. He goes, ah, no problem. Don't worry about it.
And it goes,
you
know, the other way too. If you're a jerk, the rules change. It's like there's three sets of rules. There's the rules for strangers. There's the rules for friends where everything gets easier. And then there's the rules for jerks or for enemies. It's like, I would normally do this, but for you, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it is so true. And Darcy and I have done this for years and years and years where things have happened to us where you go, well, that shouldn't have happened, but it happened. Because when people like you, the rules change. And especially in publishing, when you are working with editors and agents and other authors that can do you massive favors for your career, you want to get these people to love you.
Because the secret is it's as much about who you know as what you write.
Oh, you know, maybe more about who you know. Maybe it's more about who you know, because it's you and I have been in business for years and years and years, and we understand that business is not about the technical side of things. It's not even about the product. It's about relationships. It always comes down to relationships. And so this obviously applies to the publishing world as well, because publishing world is business. And so I've been teaching this at writing conferences, this secret formula, for probably 5 years now. And I will warn you that even after 5 years of teaching it, I'd say about 1% of 1% of people get this and can do this. So warning people ahead of time, this is extremely tough to do. Extremely tough secret formula. But the good news is it's very, very easy to explain. So here's the formula. You ready, Thomas?
I'm ready. Give it to me.
A-L, A-L. Repeat. That's all you have to remember. A-L, A-L, then repeat. Now, what A stands for is ask. What L stands for is listen. And then you repeat it again and again and again. Because Thomas, 99.9% of us just want to be heard. We want to be listened to. We want to believe we have worth, and what we're saying is worth somebody's attention. And so I'm not kidding you. If you start looking at all of your relationships as a chance to ask questions and listen to the answer, not fake listen, genuinely listen to the answer.
That's the tough part.
That is the tough part.
You actually have to care.
You have to care. Because if you don't care, then it really goes out the window and it's like, oh my gosh, what a phony.
That's right. And in the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, Dale Carnegie talks about this principle. And he says, you have a perfect example of this in your own home. I was like, okay, what is this? And he's like, look at the family dog. Who's always excited to see you when you come home? Who's always excited to listen to you when you have problems? It's like, how do you get people to like you? You like other people first. How do you get people to love you? You love other people first. And that returns to you. If you're mean to other people, they'll be mean back. If you do kind things to other people, there's something in them. You bless someone else and they want to make that right. They want to pay it back and bless you in return. It's like, well, that's a win.
Absolutely.
I'd love to have people want to pay me back for good things that I've done for them.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And listening is so easy. It doesn't cost money. Yeah. You know, it's not like, oh, I have to buy you dinner.
Right.
You could do that too. But what's more important than the dinner is, did you really listen at that dinner? When we were sitting down for lunch at the conference, were you really listening? Did you really care?
And that brings me to the advanced formula. Did you really listen? Did you really care? Because if you really, truly listened at that conference where I met you, the next time we talk, you're going to apply the R principle, and that's remember.
That's good.
So if I remember what we talked about at the conference and I say, so Thomas, any progress on that house hunting? Oh my gosh, he remembered I was looking for a house. I can't believe this. You cannot help but love that person.
Yes.
So it's ask, listen, remember. Ask, listen, remember. And then repeat that. And I have been in situations, and I've applied this. I've been in situations, I can think of one particular editor. I was at a writing conference, and a bunch of us all went out to get a drink together. And I just started asking this editor questions. Major editor at a major publishing house. And we probably talked for easily half an hour. And during that half an hour, I probably said a total of maybe 20 words. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you, if you go up to that editor, you say, hey, what's Jim Rubart like? She knows nothing about me, right? But I guarantee you, oh, Jim's great. I love Jim. Oh, just really enjoy being around Jim. Why? Because I cared. Because I really cared.
It's weird, but this principle actually works in job interviews as well. The most effective yes. job interviewees are the ones who are able to get the interviewer talking. Yes. Which yes. you'd think, oh, that's cheating, but it's an indication of being good with people. You know, some people are good with people, and it's because they like people and they like to hear about people and they care about their lives. I know somebody who's not good with people, and this person doesn't want to hear about other people's lives, doesn't practice any of these things. And it's that, like we were going back at the beginning, the rules are different, and it's just right. harder for this person with everything that they're doing.
Right. Right. Absolutely right. I was at a conference, this was a couple of years ago, and I was at a conference and I sat down, and at conferences, you know, and most authors and editors and marketing people know this, you get together at a conference, it's a family reunion if you've been doing this a while. So I was sitting down and this guy goes, oh my God, there's three of us. Oh my gosh, Jim, it has been so long since I've seen you. You know, I want to hear about da 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 da. And I start talking. He interrupts me and proceeds to go on for 15 minutes about himself. The other guy sitting there goes, wait a minute, you were asking him the question. Why are you doing all the talking? I thought it was hilarious. And here's the problem, Thomas. This is why I say it is so incredibly difficult to do this, is we don't know how. Mm-hmm. In other words, we are so focused on us talking and not listening, we do not know even how to ask questions. I taught this. I was a keynoter at a writing conference a number of years ago, and I talked about this from the stage. And so I said, going out of here, here's your assignment. You ask three questions of somebody else before you will say anything about yourself. Well, the talk, I think, had a big impact on people. And so I had people literally coming up to me and kind of laughing and going, hi, Jim, how are you? Which, of course, isn't a question.
Right.
You know, it's a social greeting. They don't really mean, how are you? They literally were trying to do it, but they did not know how to phrase a question or think of a question. And so one of the things I'm going to encourage our listeners to do is, even if you have to write down and practice questions into a mirror, practice asking questions.
You know, I've really seen this to be the case, and I go to writers' conferences, and I'm not there to pitch books. And so for me, there's so much less tension interacting with an agent or an editor because they don't feel like I want something from them. Mm. I'm not trying. And so once they get that realization, it's just like all the barriers go down. And I often will ask questions like, have you seen any manuscripts at this conference that you're excited about? You know, or if you met any authors that you're really excited about, and they'll start to open up, and those relationships have been really valuable. And a lot of these folks are really good friends of mine, and maybe I haven't done any business with them or I haven't done any business with their clients, but just the relationship itself is valuable. And, you know, there's that, you don't want to be the Amway guy. And I hate to pick on Amway because Amway actually teaches the opposite of this, but you don't want to be the bad Amway guy who just comes and is shoveling, pushing business cards in front of everyone and talking about himself all the time and not interested in other people. That doesn't work. And yet a lot of authors, that's their approach at a conference or right. at any sort of engagement, is it's all about them. And, you know, the secret of getting followers, the secret of getting people to like you, Jesus actually talked about this. His disciples came to him and they're like, hey, how do we become first? How do we become first in the New York Times bestseller list? That's not exactly how they worded it. But he said, if you want to be first, you have to be last.
Yeah.
If you want to be a leader, you must be a servant. And to the degree to which you serve is the degree to which you lead. And so, you know, listening is the easiest act of service in many ways, but it's also the hardest because it means putting yourself and your own agenda on the back burner and putting someone else before you.
And at a writing conference, you're going, look, I paid all this money because I want to get her and I want to tell my story and I want somebody to listen to me. And to actually go, you know what? I'm going to listen way more than I talk. That just goes, that's so contrary. And yet I guarantee you, and I did this at my first conference. I sat down with 7 editors and agents combined and 6 out of the 7 said, yes, send me your manuscript. And it was just like, because I knew how to market myself. I knew, and it sounds so crass, Thomas, to say this is marketing yourself. It sounds so clinical. But if you can do it with sincerity and really care, it is marketing yourself. It is.
And here's an easy question to get started with. For those of you who are like, okay, still kind of, I don't know if I can do this. Here's a perfect question. And that is, what are you looking for? You're talking with an agent. You're talking with an editor. You ask, what are you looking for? And they'll be like, I'm mostly looking for women's fiction. And, you know, they rattle off a couple of genres. And if you're not in one of those genres, you just say, thank you. Or you ask more questions and don't waste their time. If you're writing, you know, zombie thrillers and they write and they do, you know, children's books, no amount of you telling them how awesome your zombie thriller is going to win them over. But
that's
if you
right.
start off being like, hey, what are you looking for? And like, well, I'm really looking for something edgy and something fresh. And you're like, oh, well, I've got this, you know, Amish zombies book that's totally edgy and no one's ever done this before. And then they're, you know, you're following up off that question. It makes it a little bit easier.
And if you want to go really nuts, I love that. If you want to go really nuts, ask them a question that has nothing to do with publishing, because nobody else at the conference is going to do that. I did this with Mick Silva, who was an editor with Random House at the time. And I, you know, I like I say, I did research, and there's this blow you away tool that anybody can use for free these days. It's called the internet. And you got
tell me about this thing.
well, Thomas, you can do research. And so before I went to this conference, I knew that Mick was the type of editor I wanted to sit down with. And so it does not take a lot of research to read his blog, find out that he just had a baby born 2 months earlier. So you bet I'm not going to ask about publishing. I'm going to say, hey, Mick, you sleeping at all? What? Well, you just had a baby, didn't you? Are you sleeping at all? He loves me right away because everyone else is asking him these questions about publishing. I'm actually caring about what he really cares about. And that is, I wish I was back home with my little girl right now. So it's not that hard to do. Well, sorry. It is hard to do.
It's not hard to do it badly, where it's manipulative and it's
right.
kind of double-faced and you're just using this as a technique. And that can backfire, although it's still better than just talking about yourself. I mean, that's guaranteed to backfire. But to really care, you have to actually care. And yeah. And this is where it kind of gets to some deeper heart issues. And, you know, this is one of those things you might kind of take a break and be like, okay, do I really care about people?
Yeah.
Do I really love people? Yeah. And, you know, that answer may or may not be, or do I only love certain kinds of people? Or do I only love people who are like me? You know, it's easy to love people who are like you. It's harder to love someone who's different from you for one
That's
reason,
a great point. And Thomas, you bring up something I think that's really important. And this technique works for your publishing career. But I guarantee you, if you go home tonight and you say, you know what, I'm not going to say one thing to my spouse until I ask them, not one question, 3 questions. And you say, you know, I've never had that great a relationship with my sister or my brother or the coworker. I'm going to do that. I guarantee this will make a major impact on your entire life.
Yes. And practice on your enemies. If you're a staunch Republican, yeah. go find a staunch Democrat and make a point of making a friend with them. You know, learn
like
how to breach that kind of worldview difference. Or, you know, if you're a staunch, you know, pick a sport or something, you know, anything that separates people, make a point to make a friend outside of that group that you're in. And it's a great way to practice because it's so obvious the differences. And so
yes.
you have to kind of leap that gap. And it's so rewarding when you do, because you get that fresh perspective and a new friend who's different from your other friends. You know, if all of my friends are Republicans, I have a friend that's a Democrat. Well, that person sees the world differently. They
yeah.
have a different value
yeah.
system. And I need that perspective to be a more rounded person. I may not still agree with it,
right.
but learning to respect the person and to love the person, even if I don't agree with all of their ideas, very, very valuable.
Oh, huge, huge. Hey, we are out of time, unfortunately, so we're going to let all of you go. Novel marketing has been sponsored today by the Bestseller Society. I don't know how you would best describe Bestseller Society, except to say it's really like a conference in a box or a conference in a website where you can get all this unbelievable teaching, videos, audio, all this material to help you with your writing career. So bestsellersociety.com, and you will get all the info to advance your writing career in a significant way.
It allows you to learn the teachings at a conference before you go to the conference, so that when you're at the conference, you can focus on the people. And so instead of learning the basics, you've gotten that out of the way. We would love to hear from you. You can connect with us at novelmarketing.com, where you will get novel ideas on how to sell yourself and your writing online, offline, and everywhere in between. Thanks for listening.